Yes, we'll try again. We're going to talk to that Stephen Strauss. He is the general manager of PP Rebeka Steel or PP Rebeka plant, about who they are, what they render, what service they render, and also the upcoming PPC Rebeka Berg Marathon. Hello, Stephen, and welcome on KC.
Good afternoon, and thank you for the warm welcome.
Can you tell us more about PPC?
Okay, yes. What I can say is PPC turned 131 years young this year. That is 131 years of being proudly 100% local. PPC have grown to be more than just a cement supplier. We, as PPC, we pride ourselves in being the leading building and material solution supplier in the African continent. Just some of the products that we do manufacture, there's cement, aggregates, ready mix, and flyers. There's also a couple other products. We have 11 cement plants on the continent, the African continent. That excludes all our ready mix facilities, our mines, and our distribution centers. We've got two plants in the Western Cape area. It's the Piketberg plant and the Riebeek plant. The Piketberg plant is older than 100 years. And our Riebeek plant is older than 60 years. So, cumulatively, that gives you more than 160 years that we've been serving in the community, creating jobs and opportunities to uplift the community. We also believe that PPC have a greater purpose other than just manufacturing of cement. It's well known that PPC, we strive to create opportunities to all our stakeholders to experience a better quality of life. If I say stakeholders, that is the communities we operate in. It's the country is a bigger part of it, our employees and our shareholders. The PPC Berg Marathon, that is yet another way that we socially and economically uplift the immediate community and the greater Swartland area. Just as PPC believes that our cement is always the best quality and of superior strength, so do we believe that our people, the communities and our customers we serve is our strength. So that's PPC in a nutshell.
And congratulations from our side also. Can you tell us more, give me more details, as more details about the upcoming PPC Rebeka Berg Marathon?
Yes, I think firstly, obviously we're very happy to be back after the COVID-19 pandemic and very proud to be the sponsor of this great event once again. The event will take place on the 29th of July at the PPC Riebeek factory, which is in Riebeek itself. In 2019, that was the last time we had the opportunity to host this event. We had over 2,000 participants at that event. So that was a great achievement. This year, 2023, we are celebrating the 55th year that PPC will be hosting this event. We are hoping to even surpass the 29th figure of 2,000 athletes. Furthermore, the Berg Marathon, that's also a qualifier for the Two Oceans and the Comrades Marathon, and many, many athletes uses this marathon exactly for that reason, is to qualify. It also attracts many athletes locally from the area of the Swartland and many from the cities. I think the main reason is being it's a very scenic route and that you enjoy during the marathon, the fresh, crisp country air that you breathe in, making you feel alive, and then the quaint countryside, and then the local businesses, their hospitality, and the way they receive you in the community. There are four events on this day. It's the 42-kilometer marathon, the 21.1-kilometer half marathon, and for those that's not so fit like myself, and the sprinters, there's a 10K, and then there's a 5-kilometer fun run. I must add, furthermore, the Riebeek Valley is home to most probably some of the best wine farms and olive farms in the Western Cape. We've got great, great restaurants of well-renowned chefs. They can do anything from a toasted to a gourmet meal, so they'll welcome you with some good food to the valley. There's boutique shops where our entrepreneurs, they live out their dreams. And obviously, great artists, they've got their galleries that you can visit. And I think the biggest attraction in our valley is the warm, welcoming, and loving community that embraces all diversities that visit the valley.
So that is why the company decides to get involved in this kind of initiative and what has happened to the success behind the sponsorship.
Yes, okay. So, well, as I've mentioned before, so there's many attractions in the valley, and they rely on tourism and the tourists visiting this beautiful valley. And the PPC Bergmerfin, it creates a perfect opportunity for these businesses to be supported by the athletes and the tourists that visit it with their families during this weekend. There's many guest houses in the valley. They also filled up during the weekend. Tourists and the athletes that come and stay here, they experience the warm hospitality of the owners of these guest houses, and they always come back, and they even recommend it to their families and friends outside of the marathon period to come and visit. We also encourage the local community to participate on this day. We have a standing challenge between the local Swartland schools to enter on the day. The school with the highest percentage of entries on the day, they receive a valuable piece of paper at the end of the event. I think you know what that means. It's a hefty check that we support them to do what they do want to do at their schools, to enhance the school's facilities as well. And then lastly, on the day and during the event, PPC will also look at as many as possible ways to create opportunities for the locals to get involved or to supply their services and also benefiting from the day.
And Stephen, what does the future hold for the PPC Riebeek Berg Marathon?
Okay, so from the beginning of the first marathon event, I think the race has grown from strength to strength, as I mentioned. We had more than 2,000 participants in 2019, and we're hoping to have even more than that in this year's event. So the race is an attraction to both the young and old, especially because it's such a joyous event. The day caters for families, individuals, it's fun runners, and obviously the more serious runners that's looking to qualify for the bigger events. PPC have sponsored the race for more than 55 years, and for as long as PPC is economically able to do so, we will continue to do so. And we're also looking at, obviously, trying to improve year on year on the previous event. We want to see the race continue for many years to come, create opportunities to uplift our community, whether it's by creating winners from the community or young athletes at schools or businesses in this beautiful valley of ours. And we also have to see that event like this will grow our children in the community and assist them to focus on values of life, creating opportunities for them to grow and to get a good education and exposure to sporting events like this. And we also believe we must invest true value in our children.
And where can prospective entrants find more information regarding this race?
Okay, so for the marathon events, you need to enter before Monday, the 12th of July, 2023. More information is available about the race on our website, which is ppc.africa. Entries are available online. There's also some entry forms available with the full instructions at various of outlets in the Swartland area, and as well as at our PPC facilities in the Western Cape area. Also to note, there are also lots of prizes to be won online on our various social media platforms. And that's as a build-up to the race, to the Facebooks, Instagrams, and the Twitters. So please enter and participate.
And Stephen, any last or final words for this year's participants or those listening right now to you for the PPC Riebeek Berg Marathon?
Okay, so there's a category race for everyone. It caters for everybody on that day. It's from the serious, well-trained athletes to the fun runners and the families. It's a super fun day with lots of enjoyment. There's food stalls and there's a host of other attractions available on the day. It truly is a beautiful event in a beautiful valley. To keep in mind, the 42.2, that is a qualifier for the Two Oceans. And just to touch on it again, so runners can collect the numbers and goodie bags from the Sportsman's Warehouse in Canal Walk on the 27th of July from 2 o'clock to 8:30. And the PPC Riebeek plant on the 28th of July between 4 o'clock and 8 o'clock in the evening. And then also the next morning on the 29th of July on the event from 5:30 to 7:30. Furthermore, remember to visit our website, PPC Africa, for more information. Follow social media for more information and great prizes to be won. And I think what I also want to mention is that it's a mammoth task, and the team that's organizing it up to now, they're doing great work, and it's going to be a very special event. And I think even for the radio station, for granting opportunity to just market it outside and to make a known to the public, it's much appreciated.
Stephen, we want to thank you for putting back and giving back to the community, and also what you do with the different projects, and also telling us what you are doing at PPC, and your upcoming, also explaining us what it all entails, the upcoming PPC Riebeekberg Marathon.